This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How a cockroach insult became a viral movement. From slur to spark, how one word became a million voices. What happened? A Boston University communications graduate took a slur hurled at young people in India and flipped it into a rallying cry that spread across the internet. What began as a targeted insult became the foundation of an online movement with massive reach. The story is a masterclass in one of the oldest communication tricks in the book, stealing your opponent's weapon and turning it on them. The communication angle. Picture this. Someone calls you a cockroach. Most people shrink. Some people fight back with equal ugliness. And then there are the rare few who pick up the word, hold it to the light, and say, yes. And that third response is not just emotionally intelligent, it is strategically devastating. What this COM graduate understood is something I have seen derail countless campaigns, brands, and public figures. The person who controls the language controls the room. When an insult lands and the target scrambles to deny it or argue against it, they hand all the power to the person who threw it. Denial keeps the insult alive. Reframing kills it. The reframe here was surgical. Instead of running from the cockroach label, the movement embraced it. Cockroaches survive everything. They outlast disasters. They are nearly impossible to kill. Suddenly, the insult is not degrading. It is armor. This is called narrative inversion, and it works because it does not ask the audience to forget the original message. It asks them to remember it differently. That shift is far easier for people to accept, which is exactly why it spreads. There is also a community dimension here that cannot be ignored. Online movements succeed when they give people something to belong to, not just something to be angry about. A slur, once reclaimed, becomes a badge. It creates an in-group instantly. People who felt isolated by their insult now have a tribe. That emotional transformation from shame to solidarity is the engine of every successful social movement in history, and this graduate used it with real precision. The lesson for communicators is blunt. The strongest response to an attack is almost never a defense. It is a redirect. You do not win by proving the insult wrong. You win by making it irrelevant or by making it yours. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on reframing difficult conversations gives you a framework for taking language that is being used against you and repositioning it so that you own the narrative going forward. The cockroach movement is a real-world, high-stakes version of what I teach professionals to do in boardrooms, media interviews, and public disputes. The scale is different. The principle is identical. The takeaway. The next time someone frames you, your brand, or your idea negatively, do not reach for a rebuttal. Instead, write down the negative label they are using and ask yourself one question: what would have to be true for this label to be a compliment? That exercise forces you to find the reframe. It takes 5 minutes, and it will change how you respond under pressure. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.